Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and thank you for joining me. I'm glad that you're able to take these next few minutes as we share the Word of the Lord. But before we go into God's Word, I'm sure every one of you, including myself, we can use a touch of the Lord. You need His strength. And so let's join our hearts in prayer. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and His ears are open to their cry. And so, Father, having this confidence, we come before Your throne of grace. And Lord, we're asking, You see the needs, Lord, of every single listener. Father, You see the burdens on their hearts for loved ones, for their health, for their immediate condition, for the things that they're coping with in relationships. Father, we thank You, Lord, that as we meditate upon You and Your Word, that You will give us wisdom and discernment as we ask, that You will give us the way in which we are to walk. You'll guide us and lead us by the Holy Spirit, because, Lord, the Holy Spirit of God comes to take residence in our spirits when we are saved. And so, Father, we have a confidence that You are a good God and that You are with us, and that no matter what happens, life, death, things present, things to come, Lord, we do not need to fear, because nothing can separate us from Your love, and neither can anything take us out of Your hand. And so, Father, we are grateful for this time to share together. And Lord, I ask that one who's suffering right now, Lord, that pain in that back area, and there's another one with a severe headache. Father, we come against the work of the enemy. We rebuke sickness and the afflictions of the evil one. And Father, right now, I speak healing. Lord, that Your healing virtue right now, at this moment, will be ministering to those, Father, who are suffering physically. Lord, that the healing virtue of Jesus Christ will flow to them, and they shall be made whole. For we stand upon Your word, Lord, and we know that You are a good and a faithful God. Thank You for meeting our needs. Thank You, Lord, for doing that work in our lives. You who began a good work, Lord, we praise You that You are faithful to complete it, and that it doesn't depend on our strength and our determination, our willpower, and our perseverance, but it's all You. And we thank You for that in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Because of the battles that I've been sensing in the Spirit, and also some of the dire and serious needs that have come in through the ministry of correspondence, I feel to speak on a subject that is extremely important to every one of us. But before I begin, I'd like to read some of the words of Jesus in Luke, the 18th chapter. And He was speaking about the unjust judge. And in verse 7 of that chapter, Jesus says, "And shall not God avenge His own elect, which cry day and night unto Him, though He bear long with them? I tell you, He will avenge them speedily." How's that? That's Jesus' comment on answered prayer. Nevertheless, He asks a question, and that's what I want us to look at. "When the Son of Man cometh, shall He find faith on the earth?" And then a few chapters earlier in Luke, the 17th chapter, verse 5, the disciples came to Jesus and they said, "Lord, increase our faith." And I don't know about you, but I'm sure there have been times in your life, or maybe even at this moment, where you have prayed to God. You believe God, you believe His Word, but as time has passed and answers haven't been forthcoming, discouragement sets in and you begin to question and wonder, did you pray amiss? Are you lacking faith? And all kinds of doubts and uncertainties began creeping into your spirit and unsettling you. We've all been there. Beloved, even the great heroes of the faith, there are times that they were questioning God. And so I just want to encourage you by the word of the Lord that if the disciples asked the Lord to increase their faith, we can find answers and keys in the Word of God that we can grow in our faith, because God's Word gives us several ways and gives us understanding on how we can grow in faith. And those who want to believe God have to follow certain steps. And of course, the first one is that we must come to Christ. When one is in Christ, the scriptures tell us, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away and all things have become new. Beloved, not only the sins and the lifestyles of the old way, the old life pass away, but that also includes unbelief. There may have been a time in your life, as in mine, that I didn't believe in a God. And then, as I felt, became more of an agnostic, still was not willing to acknowledge the God of the gospel. 2 Corinthians 5:17 states, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And I'd like you to just take a moment and think back to when you gave your heart to the Lord. You may have been a young child, or it may have been recently. It may have been when you were an adult. But every one of us, when we were born again, the experience of our new life was of utmost simplicity, wasn't it? And it was childlike in a number of ways. The one who's newly born again was just so confident in God's word. He could believe God for anything. There weren't any doubts or unbelief. There wasn't any questioning what was the will of God when one prayed. It was simply a matter of, you know, they believed God. They believed that when they prayed, God heard them, and they believed that God would send the answer. Things were simple. I think we go through a little honeymoon period when we first come to the Lord and we're so excited. We want to tell everyone about Jesus. But unfortunately, what is the experience of many is that we then begin to be influenced by some of those who would instill doubt and questions about God's word, make us doubt the veracity of God's word, as well as the will of God to fulfill his promises in our lives. And people have been taught erroneous teachings, some that it's not God's will to give everything that he has promised, that he knows best what is to give and what not to give, and that all of our prayers shouldn't be expected to be answered, only if it's God's will. Well, beloved, the Word of God tells us what the will of God is. And as long as one has confident, childlike, simple faith, and believed that God was faithful and good enough to give his children anything and everything that was good, prayers were answered in such supernatural ways. The believer knew without doubt he was a child of God. And perhaps you've had the experience when a child prays, there's that absolute belief that they were being heard and that God was going to give the answer. And what is this dynamic that I'm describing? Can you remember back to those days when you first gave your heart to the Lord? Well, when a person becomes born into the family of God, when they're birthed as a new child of God by the Spirit, simple faith is born into their spirit. Faith takes root immediately. and God is taken at His word. There isn't a doubt to begin with that God will answer prayer. But as I said, in the passing of time and listening to those who have lived in doubt and unbelief, other Christians or preachers perhaps, they will bring out wavering and questioning God about everything. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2 tells us that a life of faith begins when Christ is received. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. I've taken great comfort in that, because if He was the one who authored, who gave us faith, then it is in His prerogative, in His metron, in His ability to complete or to finish that faith. Colossians 2, 6 and 7 states, "As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Beloved, I've always said from time to time, and it is my belief, that there's nothing that you face right now that you do not have the faith in God and in His promises to be victorious. Why? Because otherwise God would be unjust. He would be testing you above what you are able. But He's faithful. He won't do that. So whatever you're facing right now, beloved, you do have the faith. Don't let the devil say, you don't have the faith. You're not going to see your prayers answered. But we have to hear the word of the Lord. Well, beloved, my time is so rapidly flown by, and I must bring this broadcast to a close, but we're going to continue this message on the next broadcast on how to acquire faith. What does the Word of God tell us? If faith comes by hearing and by hearing by the Word of God, then we need to know what the Word of God says. And I want to be praying for you that our faith can be increased, that we can see those miracles, those victories that we have desired in our lives. Praise God. In just a moment, the announcer is going to give our contact information. I invite you to write, share your prayer requests, and also if you've been listening for a while, so I need encouragement too, so it would be wonderful to hear from you. Let me know you're listening. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.